Thanks, Nathan. Thanks, Sheila. Thanks to everybody who's called 410-235-1395 and made a pledge. We really, really appreciate it. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. You know, Hollywood has its Oscars and Baltimore has its Rubies and its Sondheim and its Baker. We've even got one called a Fred. These are but a few of the awards being given annually to artists in the Baltimore metropolitan area. Never before has there been such a proliferation of awards and competitions for local artists. Prizes and grants range from a few $100s to as much as $30,000. In addition to allowing artists to continue their work, collectively, these awards have put Baltimore on the map as a place where art and artists are recognized, celebrated, and supported. Randy Vega is the Director of Cultural Affairs at BOPA, the Baltimore Office of Promotion in the Arts. Jeannie Howe is the Executive Director of the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance. Their organizations administer many of these grant programs, and they join me in the studio to talk a bit about their impact. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
So, Randy, the granddaddy of them all is the Janet and Walter Sondheim Artscape Prize. That's been around for 9 years.
Yes.
This is not publicly funded. It's funded by a corporation, but it's administered by the 501c3 tax-exempt office that you work for that is part of the city, or at least funded by the city, the Baltimore Office of Promotion of the Arts. What was the thought behind the Sondheim Prize? Why a prize named after Walter Sondheim, and what is its intention?
Well, Walter Sondheim was a great Baltimorean, and everyone remembers him as being sort of the architect behind the Inner Harbor and other big projects in the city, and a great man. And we decided, I think it was the year that it was one of the anniversaries for Artscape, that we wanted to do something big, something that would bring some notice not only to Artscape, but to the arts community in general. So we came up with the idea of a prize of $25,000, and we got funders for it. We got people to support it, the Able Foundation and others, and we've been going strong since then.
Yeah, and it draws applicants from this region, right? Baltimore, Washington?
That's right. It's the Baltimore, Washington region, so it includes Delaware and Northern Virginia and Southern Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. including and D.C. Every year we've had more and more applicants. This year we had 458, which is our largest number yet.
Terrific.
With 39 semifinalists this year. So mm-hmm. we're in our semifinalist phase. Our jurors are taking a look at those, the art from those 39 artists, and we'll be announcing the finalists soon, who will be exhibiting at the Walters this year.
Mm-hmm. And then the winner is announced right before Artscape in the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got exciting. A big celebration.
It's just like the Academy Awards.
It's
I go
fabulous.
Every year, you know,
it's, yep,
you
yep.
know, the envelope, please. And Jeannie Howe, we've got a new one on the landscape here. This is the Deutsch Foundation, which has been very involved in arts funding both here and in many other places around the country, have come up with an award called the Ruby. What's the Ruby for?
Well, the Ruby is, we really felt as though there was not a place for artists who have a really fabulous idea to be able to figure out how to bring it to fruition. Artists make such a tremendous contribution to Baltimore and the five surrounding counties and beyond. We wanted the artists to be able to stay here and execute those kinds of projects here. So the Ruby's grants are for project-based grants of up to $10,000 each, and it's to all comers, all disciplines. We have four rounds, and it really gives folks a chance to come in and say, I have this dream, I have this project, and maybe this will fund the entire project, or maybe I'm working on a film, and that $10,000 or another $5,000 will let me to get it to market. So it's really just saying, we know that there are these fabulous folks out there who are already doing amazing work. Let's see if we can just create a little bit of a tipping point to bring those projects to fruition.
And again, it's locally based. These are, you know, if you're in Idaho or, you know, Arizona, you can't apply for this.
That's
right?
Correct. It's yeah. Baltimore City and the five surrounding counties. So yeah. We do want people to know that.
And Randy Vega, there's a grant that sort of changed names a couple of times, but it's called, right now it's called the PNC Transformative Art Prize.
That's
PNC
right.
Bank makes this possible. And this is one where they try to connect artists with particular neighborhoods and really literally transform, you know, geographical locations. communications through art projects.
Right. I mean, we see the arts as being part of the toolbox of community redevelopment, an important part in that toolbox. And so through the PNC Bank and the Department of Housing, we've expanded our fund this year, and we've changed it to a prize so that we add to that that wide variety of prizes that are available. And this is available to a neighborhood that's working with an artist. And this year, we've also expanded from visual arts to performing arts as well.
Yeah.
So thinking about Patterson Park and, you know, the kinds of fabulous things that have gone, the Halloween, Great Halloween Lantern Parade, that's, you know, helped strengthen that whole neighborhood. And so, you know, we'd like that idea to sort of spread to other neighborhoods as well. So That's where that prize is headed.
And Jeannie Howe, even though many of these prizes are geared towards local artists, the fact that they exist has greatly expanded the notion nationally and internationally of Baltimore itself, and I think in particular of the Baker Artist Awards, which are done online. Artists self-nominate themselves and they post their work, be it performance art or visual art or literary art, online, and people from all over the world click in and take a look at what's there. And then, like the Sondheim Prize, this is a juried thing. Then eventually a jury decides who wins. But there's even a People's Choice category for this. So there are, or have they discontinued that?
Right,
they used
right,
to have these
right,
things.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
But it's very participatory, it seems, because you've got people looking in on the web.
It really is. And it's actually one of the purposes of the grant because it's an excellence-based awards program. And really is to create a portfolio of Baltimore artists' work so that folks can take a look at it locally. We have galleries and museums who are looking at it to be able to curate shows. We have people from all over the world. I think we're represented in contacts by all but two countries in the world, people who are looking at these sites. People from Disney are getting a sense of what this environment is like. We had 980 nominations this year, up from 700 last year. So it's a very high level of participation on the part of the artists and incredible cornucopia of opportunities. Who knew there would be high season for artists' awards in Baltimore City?
And very competitive. You know, 980 people throw their hat in the ring. I mean, they only pick one or two winners, you know, so that's tough.
Yeah,
you know?
The Baker Awards gives $325,000 Mary Sawyer's Baker Prizes, and this year we're doing 3 B grants. There used to be 9 at $1,000, but we've decided to change that to 3 $5,000 because the more substantial the grants are, we feel it has more of an impact for the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, Ruby Lerner, when we started the Rubies, said, you know, people will come to Baltimore. Artists will move here because of these grants. And she should know because Creative Capital, which she runs, has this long history of doing these fabulous grants.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all tied together, the Baltimore Office of Promotion of the Arts, Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance, and really look into ways that we can help the mayor with her goal for 10,000 new residents to the city. And we think a lot of them will be artists.
And Randy Vega, speaking of the mayor, she has put back into the budget something called the Creative Baltimore Fund, which is city funding for artists and arts organizations that has been absent the budget for the last few years. These other things that we're talking about are privately funded by either foundations or corporations. But the city now is back in the business of supporting arts.
Right. The city has found itself in a better financial position than it's been in the past few years and has reinstituted the Creative Baltimore Fund with $250,000, some of which will be organizational grants, operating grants, and the others will be project-based grants for individual artists.
Mm-hmm. And the newest one on the block is the Fred, named
the
after Fred Lazarus, who's retiring as the president of MICA, and that'll be given to a rising senior in one of the schools, not necessarily MICA, but, you know, one of the schools around town, $1,000 for a young emerging artist. So, you know, I think, Jeannie, you're right that there are artists who are going to take a look at, you know, various places that they might live. There's affordable housing here, there's a vibrant art scene, and they have these opportunities to compete for these prizes. So it's fun stuff.
Yeah. And one of the new features about the Rubies, too, is that we really want to encourage additional philanthropy for individual artists. Although we're so pleased with everything that's happening, it's not to say that there really is enough. There is so much impetus. There's so much vitality and creativity here that we are actually looking for additional funding for the Rubies. We have $120,000 a year to grant. We'd like to bring that up to at least $200,000. And there really hasn't been a place for philanthropists, individual philanthropists, corporations, and foundations to say, you know, I really would be interested interested in helping an artist out, but I don't have a program or a place where I can put that kind of energy. And now they do, which is really exciting, too.
And there's a lot of terrific energy going on the art scene around
that
here.
That is so very true. Stuff.
All right. Well, thanks to you both. Appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks so much.
Randy Vega is the Director of Cultural Affairs for the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. Jeannie Howe is the Executive Director of the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance. We've got a link to more information about all of these awards that we've been talking about this morning. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning.